noisy party or something like that folks would have. Maybe they'd come around and shoot off their guns, that sort of thing. Make a big to-do or...
No.
When the couple got married, maybe friends from the neighborhood would come around the house and that sort of thing and start raising a big ruckus. You never had
any? No, they would tie old cans and shoes to the car.
Uh-huh.
And last time fixed a... Somebody could fix the motor that started and it'd make a whole lot of noise or something. And if they could get the grips, the suitcases, well, they played havoc with them. They'd sew up the pajamas and put rice all over everything. Some of them put kookaburras.
Well, Miss, would folks ever, you know, have a type thing? Maybe if somebody got married for the second time, they'd come all around the house and say, you ever heard of a shivery? You ever heard of that?
Uh-uh.
Or a serenade or anything like that? Something they'd use, you know, people would come around the house and the folks wouldn't let them in the house until, you know, finally they'd make a big racket and they'd make them come in the house.
Uh-uh.
If people were displeased with somebody marrying another person, would they ever do anything? In other words, nothing could be done to, say, express community displeasure over wedding?
He wants to get in your lap.
That's quite a kitten there.
And he's jealous.
Yeah, he sure is. When you first started school, you went to the what?
Schoolhouse.
Yeah, the first grade you went to, though.
Schoolhouse.
Back in those days?
No.
It didn't? You just went straight into the...
Into the first grade.
I see. Now, when a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up, they'd say he what?
Playing hooky. He played hooky.
What about college? Did they say anything about that?
Mm-mm. I think it'd be the same thing if you didn't show up as playing hooky.
Is there a place in town where you can check books out?
Mm-hmm. Oh, about the most wonderful one in the state, in the county. Library?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go in there this afternoon and look around, I think.
Well, the second night, you turn to your right, and it's a great big building right on the corner there.
Yeah.
You can drive right on in there. It's wonderful.
And you mail a package at the...
Post office.
I see. Now, when you go into Memphis, say when you went into Memphis on your honeymoon, you stay in a what?
Hotel
there. Did you ever go see a play or a movie? Where would you go see there? Where would you go see a play or a movie?
In Memphis.
At a what?
At a theater. We went to see Little Women. Went to see Gone with the Wind up there.
Yeah, you told me you saw that.
1945, I believe.
Do you have an old name for that place? You go to the... Well, you say, tonight, let's drive into Memphis and see the... Go to the...
Show.
Go to the
a
show.
A picture show.
Mm-hmm.
Picture show is what it was.
Now, where would you have an operation, you know, if you...
Hospital.
In the hospital, and you get looked
clinic.
At...
Clinic. Well, we have clinics now. We didn't have them then. We all go to the hospital for everything.
And you get looked after by a...